Thank you for calling customer support. This is Taisha. How may I help you?
Hi, Taisha. My name is Rosemary Cochran. And I have a charge on my Capital One account. And I would like to know what it's for.
All right, Ms. Cochran. I'll be more than happy to take a look at it for you. Bear me just a moment while I get my system up. Okay. I did find an account using your phone number for security purpose. Could you verify your mailing address?
3021 Nail, NAIL Road, Warrior, Alabama, 35180.
Thank you. Just a moment. I'm Sarah here, ma'am. I'm just waiting on the account to load.
Okay. Seems like everything's slow today.
Yes. Okay. It looks like on December the 17th, you paid $5.74 to receive a tactical bag. It was a free gift from the Factory Direct store. They were giving out free gifts to join a membership with them. You had up to 48 hours to cancel the account. If you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you enrolled inside of a membership with the Factory Direct Savings Store Club, and they are online. They're online gadget store where you get electronic gadgets at a discounted price, and they send you out a $125 voucher in your email to shop at the store. So, the amount that you're referring to is the $67.32.
Uh-huh.
That's the membership amount a month.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No. Uh-uh.
Yes, ma'am. So that was stated in the terms and conditions, but getting that free tactical bag.
No, it wasn't. It said it was free, just pay shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am. It was free. That bag was free, but it was stated in the terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you would be rolled inside of a membership.
How do I get out of it?
Well, I can cancel the account for you if you like.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And is the $67.32 and the five whatever going to be taken off?
Oh, no, ma'am. The charges are valid, and especially the $5 because we shipped that gift out to you. Of the $67, I probably can get you a 35% refund. Yeah, that bag is expected to be delivered today before 8 p.m. That's what UPS have on their tracking site.
Well, I usually get notifications from UPS, and I don't have anything.
USPS, your postal service.
United States Postal Service, yeah.
Yeah, they have the package. They're bringing it.
Well, I don't expect I'll get it because they said my address was incorrect when they were delivering one thing, and it was like, what? Okay, I've lived here for 8 years, almost 10, and it's not a correct address. But, you know, anyway.
So you don't get any mail?
Yeah, I get mail. It's just that they were trying to deliver a package from, I think it was Amazon, not Amazon. I don't know who it was, Belk or some Skechers. I don't remember, to tell you the truth. I'm crazy right now because I hadn't any sleep. But, yeah, They put on there, says incorrect address, and I'm going, what? I have a mailbox. It's just crazy here in Alabama. That's what I'm gonna say, okay?
So it looks like it's gonna be delivered between 1:15 p.m. and 4:15 p.m. It has a tracking number on it. If you want to call them and tell them, you'll pick the bag up instead of them trying to deliver your package.
But no, if it's no, I'm not gonna do that because. It will get lost. I've dealt with that before. I don't know what is wrong with our postal service here, but nobody else seems to have a problem but me.
Really?
Yeah. So the 35%, that's just not right, because that, I'm not even going to argue. I'll just dispute it.
Yes, ma'am. Even with the dispute, the bank is just going to give us a call and we send them over what you had agreed to. So they'll under the payment and give it back to you then, but they'll also reverse it back to us, being that we're going to provide them with the information. But I could speak to my supervisor for you if you would like.
But see, the thing about it is when I was on that site, they say just pay shipping, okay? And I was just going to pay shipping. They did not give me anything else about no membership on that site that I was on, which was on YouTube. Or was it on email? I'm not really. I think it was email. Yeah, it was a site on my email account.
Well, yes, ma'am, I definitely understand, but it was stated in the terms and conditions. That's why you got in the free gift, because they were giving out welcoming gifts. That's why it was, because they're trying to get people to join membership with them. So it was stated in the terms and conditions.
But what I'm saying is it wasn't stated on the email I received, because it said membership $67 a year. I would not have paid it, because I only get one of those things maybe once in 4 to 5 months. It's not all the time I get those. But anyway, just cancel it. I'll deal with it later.
All right, bear me just a moment.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I did speak to my supervisor for you as well. I was able to go ahead and get the account canceled out. We did place the full refund of the $67.32 back into your account. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days. I do have your cancellation number if you want to take it down.
Okay.
I'll let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263. 466-583.
Okay, it says in Charlie, 263-466-583.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You may have a Merry Christmas.
You too, and a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.